The O'Farrell family finally yesterday received a public apology from the government for the state failures in relation to the death of Shane O'Farrell. He was 23 and a college graduate when he was killed by Ziggy Mantis Gradushka in a hit and run in Carrickmacross in County Monaghan on August the 2nd, 2011. Gradushka was a repeat offender with a string of convictions, and the state's failures meant that instead of being in jail, he was on bail when he knocked down and killed Shane O'Farrell. Yesterday, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan admitted there were failures on the part of the state in relation to Shane's death, saying the criminal justice system did not protect him as it should have. He acknowledged the facts were established because of the indefatigable work of Shane's mother, Lucia. The minister also announced that senior counsel Lorcan Staines will review the bail laws and that a scholarship will be established in Shane's name. Earlier, I spoke to Shane's sister, Hannah O'Farrell. She first gave me the family reaction to that state apology.
First of all, Mary, thanks for covering it, and thanks to all the many journalists who've covered it over the years, because it's down to that media pressure, along with, you know, the work of our family, namely my mum Lucia, my dad Jim and my sister Gemma, that it's gotten us to this point. Yesterday was a hugely significant day. I know how rare state apologies are, and the fact of a state apology is not at all lost on us. We know it's hugely significant, and I suppose from our perspective it's vindication really of the facts which we have uncovered ourselves and which are now accepted by the Minister for Justice, who is taking accountability for what happened and accepting the failure was on part of the state. So I suppose it's a hugely significant day, but it was a very sad day, because it's the state accepting that what happened to Shane should never have happened. That's something that we've known ourselves for years, but I suppose it's different, the Minister for Justice standing up and apologising for that on behalf of the state.
It took nearly 14 years of campaigning. Your mother yesterday was called indefatigable by Jim O'Callaghan in Dáil Éireann. Mm-hmm. Should it have taken that long?
Absolutely not. And in fact, if there'd been an apology forthcoming in the early years and we were provided with the answers that we were seeking then, you know, that would have really helped our journey of grief, because, you know, we're an ordinary family. We had no intention of or desire to grieve in the public eye or, you know, to do prime time or Morning Ireland, no disrespect to your programme, but, you know, we just want to be a normal family and grieve in private. And we had to, over the past number of years, to get answers, engage with, you know, various state agencies who treated us very badly in the process, and also engage with the media who helped us uncover some of the information. I think Primetime Investigates in the Ditch actually uncovered new information that we hadn't found ourselves. So it was way too long coming. And I think there's a message there for how, you know, the Department of Justice and the state agencies that administer justice alongside the Department of Justice, how they treat families, and when people are seeking answers, what the attitude is of the state. Because in our experience, it's very much been to close ranks, give as little information as possible, deflect, and transparency is really the last thing. That's the objective. So I suppose it's been a really long time coming, and I hope that there is a learning from that on behalf of the state.
You have the apology. You have a review being carried out now by a senior counsel of bail laws. Mm-hmm. There's a scholarship program being set up in Shane's name. Are there still questions outstanding?
Yes. Yeah, so I suppose yesterday the minister apologised for the facts that are known. And I think it's right that the minister apologised for the facts that are known, because, you know, even based on those facts, it's very obvious that Shane was killed by someone who shouldn't have been out driving on the 2nd of August. So I think that's right and proper. It is true that we don't know all the circumstances surrounding Shane's death. And I'd say a part of that is because we did all of this ourselves, and, you know, no state agency was coming to us telling us what happened. So there are unanswered questions. That doesn't diminish how significant the apology is, because the apology is accepting that it shouldn't have happened, even based on the information that's known. But I suppose in terms of unanswered questions, you know, we engaged with the GSOC process as part of our Garda complaints. And the product of that was a Section 101 report, which had been ordered by then Minister for Justice Alan Shatter in the public interest. And that public interest report has never been, in our view, to be just published on the website, FSRA's website, for the public, because it's a public interest report, but it hasn't been provided to us, and there are complaints, and we know it has been provided to named individuals, so it's difficult to see what named individuals can look at that report when we can't, and there are complaints. So I suppose there are unanswered questions, and as my mum Lucia was saying outside the Dáil yesterday, you know, the answers to those questions are within the state's reach at the moment. So we hope that given the state apology now, there'll be, I suppose, a culture of transparency in this case and in general on how to treat victims. But, you know, that report will be forthcoming now, just to give our family the closure that we need to grieve.
And that scholarship programme now being established in Shane's name, he was a law graduate. This scholarship will be for distinguished students in the master's programme. Tell me about Shane's hopes and dreams.
Well, now that I was 19 when this happened, Mary, and I won't give away my age now, but, you know, I'm in my early 30s, and I realise now that Shane was really only a child when he was killed. And I suppose he had all the normal hopes and dreams for a 23-year-old. You know, he actually had just handed in his thesis when he was killed. He'd handed it in on the Friday, and it was the Tuesday when he was killed. And I know he sent a WhatsApp or a text, I think it was a text in those days, to our family saying, like the Martin Luther King quote, "Free at last." Like, "I'm free at last," kind of thing, when he handed in his thesis. That was on the Friday. So it was just the beginning of things, really, you know, for him. It was the start of maybe doing a bit of travelling, you know, like taking it easy, actually, because he'd spent a lot of time studying, you know, up to that point. So he really just was ready to start enjoying life, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of graft until you get to 22, 23, you know, if you've been in full-time education, and even if you've been in the workforce, you know, he was ready to do some traveling and, you know, watch a bit of rugby and, you know, have a couple of months of happiness and peace and get away from the books, you know. I mean, we often think about where he would be now, you know, and what he'd be doing now, and all the things and events that he's missed, and the things that we've missed because of him, and the big absence that he is in our society. So, you know, we remember him every day, but especially on days like yesterday, and just how significant his loss is for us.
Hannah O'Farrell telling me about her brother Shane and reacting to that state apology. It's 25 minutes past 8.